Hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So basically today I have come up with a very important topic to talk about with you all, and that is why to believe in yourself even in the darkest moments. Now this is a very important thing. Why to believe in yourself even in the darkest moment. That means when everything is going not as per your wish or as you desire, then also believe in yourself. Now why there is a saying, why this saying is I must say is true basically. So now why to believe in yourself even in the darkest moment. So now the answer is simple, because nobody else believes in you until you believe in yourself. Now this is one thing that is also true. So you won't be finding a person believing in another person until unless that person has some belief in himself that yes, this is possible. If that person is saying, let's say, it's not possible, and then you are expecting another person to say yes, this is possible, then it's almost rare. You will be finding like your family members might have done that to you, like they have shown belief on you, but you are from inside little bit less confident. That happens. But then also the moral of the story is you must believe in yourself even in the darkest moments. So now what do you mean by this? This is basically, see, one thing you need to understand, as I have already told you, the reality about positive and negative forces. So you have to understand that this negative force always tries to influence your mind. As I have already told you, the truth that is, our mind is 99% of the time it's getting influenced by the negative forces. That means negative forces keep putting all the garbages or loading our old thoughts that are in our mind, loading it from subconscious mind to conscious mind. So this is the thing that negative force is doing, because negative force has using his or her powers. So using that, negative force can do that. But you need to understand that negative force can control your mind only when you allow it. Now this is the red pill, only you allow it. So if you believe in yourself, then negative force can't put negative emotions or negative thoughts in your mind. And see, when we are having negative thoughts, that means we are influenced by the negative forces, then only people are doing something very bad, like they are raping, they are doing crime. So this is all happening only when people are lacking faith, because then the negative force is ready to tackle, to control his or her mind and then do the evil things, and then by whispering. So then the negative force will whisper in his or her ears, and then the person who got influenced by the negative forces will commit sin. That is the simple thing that is happening. So to avoid that, I have said you all, even in the darkest moment, believe in yourself. Because negative force is always ready to trap you, to get you in trap. So that's why it is very important to stay in the fight. Now, this is also one thing that is also I must talk to you about, that is staying in the fight. That means believing in darkest moment means you are staying in the fight. That means, let's say if you have gone into a war, actually now war is not possible. It might be possible between two countries and or even two cities, whatever, but I'm not talking about that kind of war. War means, let's say you jumped into a competitive exam, and now every competitor of you is like, let's say you are treating them as, let's say, your competitor, your rival. Then in that case you are in a war, because you are in a war of getting more marks than the other person. So I'm talking about that kind of thing. Even let's say if you consider let's say war case, military case, let's say taking the military case, then in that also staying in the fight. Is important, is very important, because running away from fight will not give you anything, because the running away means getting into the trap of negative forces. So running away is not worth it. It will not help you. So staying in the fight, that means learn from your mistakes and don't repeat it, and move forward. So this is the thing, means staying in the fight means. So stay in the fight. See, actually this was a question asked by one of my listeners, that right now I'm facing these kind of troubles and I'm not getting what to do. Then I thought that I must make an episode on it, because I have also replied this thing only: stay in the fight and believe in yourself. Now one thing, yes, that is very important. Like, a lot of people are totally confused. What do you mean by believing in yourself? Now this is very important. What do you mean by believing in yourself? Let's say you have expected, let's say out of 50 marks, let's say you have expected, or let's say taking the case of 100 marks, let's say out of 100 marks you expect 80 marks at least, and you got, let's say, 50. So now you will not believe in yourself because now you get 50. No, this is not the meaning of believe in yourself means. So now let me tell you this also, because people are thinking, let's say you are continuously in a series, let's say every year you are expecting something and you are getting less than that, then does that mean you are not believing in yourself? Let's say you just now get 50 out of 100 and somebody is telling you believe in yourself, and you are not understanding what the hell he's talking about. He's saying believing in yourself. How do I believe if I am getting 50 and I want 80? So this is the thing. But you need to understand, believing in yourself equivalent to stay in the fight, that means. So don't think believe in yourself, that means you are boasting now, boasting yourself that I can achieve this. It's not like that. Believing in yourself simply means stay in the fight. That means, see why the believing in yourself comes into action. When you are happy, let's say when you are, when you went to a party, then have you heard this phrase that somebody in the party telling you, you both are eating a meal, and now one of the person is saying to you that believe in yourself, you can eat it, No, it does not happen in that. So when you have to go out of comfort zone, now at that time belief in yourself comes, and people are getting confused. What do you mean by believe in yourself? That means I must tell myself that yes, I believe in myself. It is totally foolish. Or I must stand in front of a mirror and say a lot of times that I'm believing in myself. I believe in myself. So that will not work, because that is not the meaning of believe in yourself. Believe in yourself equivalent to stay in the fight wherever you are in, whichever fight you have chosen. From that you want success. So believe in yourself equivalent to stay in the fight. So just stay there. Even you feel like quitting, or even you feel like things are not going well, then also stay in the fight. Now this is the meaning of believe in yourself. That means now, from now onwards, whenever somebody tell believe in yourself, then what you have to think in my mind, yes, I am in the fight, I'm staying in the fight. So from now, don't confuse yourself by if somebody tell you believe in yourself, you can do it, then at that time simply think in your mind, yes, I am staying in the fight. Okay, yes, I'm staying in the fight. Rather, don't say believe in yourself, then you replied, yes, I believe in myself. There is nothing called a believe in myself. Stay in the fight. Actual meaning is believe in yourself means stay in the fight. Yes, I stay in the fight. I'm in the fight. I'm not going anywhere. So this is the meaning of believe in yourself. Now it will work. Why? Because you are in the fight, and since you are in the fight, as you know that there is a very beautiful saying that let's say if you have put a person in a dark room, and that person does not because it's a very dark room, so he can't see what things are there inside the room. At first, I am saying at first, that means initially. But if you keep that person for, let's say, around 5 years, 6 years, then you will find that now even that room is dark. Now he is able to understand which thing is there in his or her room. Like you can experiment this also. Like even you can just put off your lights, and now you know where is the almirah, where is the my bed, where is my wardrobe, where is my mirror. You know why? Because you stayed in that, in your house, for a long time. So now even you turn off the light, then also you are remembering where is my stuff. So this is the thing staying in the fight means. So now let me wrap it up. So okay, bye bye.